Hello, my friends. Welcome to yet another episode of the Indie Founder Podcast, the podcast about what's really like to bootstrap a company. My name is Tiago, and it's Monday. Well, it's almost the end of Monday, but I guess this technically still counts as Monday, and I'm releasing on a Monday, which is the days that I normally set myself to talk to you and basically share another portion of my life as an indie maker. Today's episode is quite exciting. We are about to sign the lease of our own office, which is something quite cool, something that I've been wanting for a long time. And I want to tell you all about it and the story on how this came to be and how a bad or a not so good experience in our co-working space, our current co-working space, led to the fact of us now kind of signing a contract for our own space. So that's very, very exciting. Before we start and dive deep into this beautiful story, make sure to follow this podcast on Spotify so that you get notified every time I release a new episode. To as well subscribe to the YouTube channel if you are listening to this on YouTube, and just leave a comment, a like, and a review. All these things are really, really important to grow this type of content, to grow my podcast. And it's growing, it's slowly growing, which is amazing, but I think that we can still get much more people listening to this. And you already know, if you want to talk with me, feel free to shoot me a message on Twitter. My handle is WBTiago, and it's always quite exciting to get messages from you, from the listeners. So if you do that, I will be over the moon, and I'll make sure to answer all of your questions and requests and messages and everything. Now, let's get started. So, I have been wanting my own space since I can remember. So, when we first started working on PodSqueeze, and I first started working in my own projects, I worked from home, which was fine at first, but eventually it just didn't go along with my personality. I am an extrovert. I need to connect with people. And as well, I need to get out of the house. There is something kind of depressing of never leaving your apartment. First of all, I don't have such a big apartment. It's a beautiful apartment. I love it. But it's small. And spending 5 days a week on the apartment without leaving it, it gets old very, very fast. And then I really believe in the power of being connected with your team members. In my case, it's mostly my co-founder as well. But I think it really, really helps to have that connection. And I think more and more you can see that companies that went fully remote during COVID and the pandemic are now slowly getting back to either hybrid mode or fully in office mode. So we wanted to find a place for us. And at first, I was looking into spaces, and the spaces were all very, very expensive. And it was really hard to convince my co-founder that we would now need to start spending a couple of $100 for an office. So I thought, okay, maybe I can find a solution. Maybe we can go to a co-working space. And for a long time, we were going around and trying to find co-working spaces. And it was not easy, because in the area where I live, there are not a lot of them. Some of them were just too small, or they didn't have the right vibe. But one day, I was walking near my home here with my wife, and we went to a coffee shop, and we noticed a building with a big sign, co-working spaces. And I was like, what? I've never seen that before. Maybe that's new. So we got in and the conditions were really amazing. Top-notch, standing desks, everything looked very good, smelled really good. They even had a gym, which is really nice so that you can exercise. And it was basically a co-working space or a gym that turned into a co-working space that had just opened. And it was very close to our place. It was like 10 minutes walk. So I thought, wow, that's perfect. It's the perfect opportunity for us to try and working from a co-working space. So we asked for the pricing. They were still doing the early bird. So I think it was around 170 per person for a desk, which I think is quite cheap, or at least on par with all the other co-working spaces, especially with co-working spaces with similar conditions. So I thought that the price was kind of good, but it's still close to $400 that we suddenly have to pay. So at first, convincing my co-founder was a bit hard. He is kind of introvert. He doesn't want to get out of the house. And it was hard to convince him. So at first, he was very kind of sad about it. He was always complaining, saying, hey, Tiago, now I don't have my freedom anymore. I always need this to turn into a job. I need to come to the office. But eventually, I think he just got used to the routine. And I think he liked it. And I think, in general, for our productivity, was very helpful. It was very helpful because we were close to each other. If he had any questions with code or something, I could help out. If I had any problems with design, we could just quickly talk. And we could as well motivate each other. So I think also it brought a big wave of motivation, allowed us to be more in sync and as well to hang out, right? So we could go for coffee, have some conversations. We started doing gym together because he was always telling me that I should try gym, but it was not my thing. But there, because it was so close and it was mostly empty, it was quite nice, quite pleasant. It always gave us a chance to exercise a little bit. And you know, if you're a SaaS developer or any developer really, it's a job where you just basically sit for a long time. So having this opportunity for 1 hour, 30 minutes even to just exercise was really good. And for a while, I really enjoyed as well the fact that there was kind of a community. My wife was also working there and other people, and we talked and we started making some friends and we started meeting the people around the co-work, and it was quite cool. I think it for a while, it made me forget that urge that I had to kind of have my own office, because I was complete. That kind of depression that I was having because I was not leaving the house went away, and my cravings for a bit of human contact were satisfied by that. So for a while was quite nice. But suddenly, and it's always like this, you get in, there's the honeymoon phase, and then you start getting into finding the problems. And there were a few problems starting to show. The first problem, and these are tiny ones, by the way, but the first one was the fact that the co-work opened at 9 a.m. and closed at 8 p.m. And we are night owls. We like to work a bit late. So if there were some days where we wanted to just like burn the midnight oil and work later, we couldn't, because at 8 it was closed. Saturdays and Sundays is also closed. So even though, as I said, this is a small detail because it's kind of healthy not to have unlimited hours, because we would just work too long. So it's good to set some boundaries. But as well, it made me think that it was limiting us a little bit. So we asked them, hey, is it possible to make this 24/7, or just give us the key. There's an app, we can get in with the app or something. But they said no, that was impossible, and they had no plans to changing that in the future. We said okay, in the end, maybe just healthier to have these boundaries, to have these limits, and we can always work from home if that's needed. So that was okay. Another thing that started to limit us as well was having our own space to record things. If I wanted to record a podcast, if I wanted to record some videos, I always had to go grab a meeting room, grab the phone booth. If I wanted to bring some people to interview, I had to invite them there and set up the room, set up the microphones. And it was just a little bit of an hassle, but again, not a huge detail. It was not a deal breaker for us. I could just rent one of the meeting rooms and do it from there, again, do it from home. So there was no problem. The biggest issue, the deal breaker for us, was the lack of control and the lack of common sense of a few of the other co-working peers. It first started when a colleague of ours, a co-working colleague, got into the co-work. He came after us and he started having meetings at his desk. It wasn't subtle meetings, like meeting, very loud meetings where he would like, he has his headphones, so he cannot, I guess, hear himself quite well. And he would sometimes even scream. He has a kind of stressful job. He has also a startup, so he would scream and have meetings that were really long, for 1 hour, 2 hours, every day. So it gets old really quick. And he was, by the way, just next to us. So he was in the desk, just below, not below us, behind us, yes. So we got a bit upset, not only us, other people as well. And we told the community managers there, the organizers of the co-work, hey, this is happening. Can you take care of it? And they said, sure. They mentioned, they talked with him. They told him, if you have these meetings, go to the phone booth. And for maybe 1 week that worked, but then after that, he would just restart doing that. He would stop going to the phone booth, or because there's only one phone booth, it was, if it was full, he couldn't go there, and he would never go to a meeting room. He would just stay there and talk really loud. So we told them again, we told the community managers again, hey guys, can you fix this? And once again, they talked with him. And once again, after maybe 2 weeks or a week and a half, he was back at it. So for a while, we let it slide. And as we were doing that, I think then there was summer, he went on vacation, so it didn't affect us so much. But the co-working started getting more packed, which is nice. So all the rooms that were once empty now had a lot of people. All the office spaces as well started to get full. And especially now in October, once everyone was back and everything was very packed, I couldn't stand anymore. Because this guy, he was just talking so loud sometimes. Again, for hours. So that's the thing. If it's only for 15 minutes, that's fine. That's bearable. Just put your headphones. But for 1-2 hours, very stressful. And then always clicking the pen, you know, this tick, 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 tick. And, oh, man. You know, it starts piling up. And it's getting more and more annoying. To the point where I would go to the co-work, and if I would see him, I was like, oh my God. Sure, I could have my sound-canceling headphones, but is that really fair for everyone around to have to wear headphones and put music just because he cannot speak a bit lower or go to a meeting room? Made no sense. So after a while, I went back to the organizer, and this was basically last week. I went to him and I said, hey, this is happening again. Very frustrating. A lot of noise. You need to find a solution for this. And it really annoyed me the fact that I had to talk with him, because I think in the co-working space, and I've been in another co-working space where this didn't happen, because normally their community managers, they're always very aware. They mostly have their office or the desk as well in the same area as the co-working space. They can see who is talking loud. They can immediately intervene and find solutions. But these guys, they were in the reception room. They were very far away. So they wouldn't do anything. So I told him, hey, this is happening again. Can you please find a way to solve this situation? And I even gave some suggestions. The first suggestion is maybe you can make him, like, you can create a rule where no one can have meetings in their desks. And sure, this is a bit unfair. Other people had meetings in their desks, but they would speak very with low volume, and the meetings would be like 15 minutes or so. One or two were sometimes a little bit annoying, but very few and nothing compared to this guy. So, okay, you can clearly not work with common sense, because common sense is very subjective to each one of us. So when you just say, okay, it's fine, we just have to have common sense, this doesn't work. Everyone's common sense is different. So I told him, just set a rule and tell them no one can have meetings outside their desks. They need to go to the meeting room, they need to go to the kitchen, wherever. They cannot stay there where people are working. And he told me, no, we cannot do that because there's limited hours of meeting rooms per month, and we cannot make him go take his meetings in the meeting rooms. Like, okay, that's weird. Fine. Then another solution would be, let us move to another place. The problem is that all the desks in our floor were already full, and we had three desks. So I told him, okay, can we go upstairs? Because there's some free tables there, we can just go sit there. And he told us, those tables are for teams, they are empty now, but maybe in the future we have people there. And I told him, okay, sure, but while you don't have, at least we solve the solution until you find another solution and we solve this problem. But he also then says something that really annoyed me, that really made me upset. He told me, okay, but if you go upstairs, these desks that you, where you are seated now, they'll become free. And I will eventually find other people to sit there. And then if we eventually have to kick you out of the upstairs place, you will have no room in the co-work. And I told him, wait, so you're telling me that not only you're not solving the problem, that it's your fault, like you need to solve it. Like, I don't even think it's that the guy that is talking loudly is in the wrong. I mean, sure, he was already told a few times. But the problem here, the one that is not doing their jobs, is the community manager, because we are paying them to do their jobs and they're not doing that. So what you are telling me, I told him, is that not only you're not solving this problem, but you are basically kicking us out, right? So you're just saying, just go there and put some headphones. And for me, that's unacceptable. This person was not solving the issue. So I got upset and I told Joel, okay, it's time. We need to find our own office. This is the last drop of water. We need to find a place. And he said, okay, sure, let's do it. So we went to the office app, here in Portugal, they call it Idealista. It's one of the apps that we use where you can find houses and spaces to rent and so on. And we're looking for places around, and we immediately detected a few ones. And the first one was for 450 euros. So keep in mind that the three of us, we are paying around 600 euros in total, right? So we found one for 450. It's like, okay, cool. But this one was only 10 square meters. It's very small. And we were even having to basically split this with another, the current owners of the space. We went there, but for me, it was just too small. Sure, it would work, it's a space for us, but there were a few things that we would be missing. First of all, I liked the fact that we had a gym in our current co-working space. And we would not only have a gym, but we would have no space to do anything. Even the bathroom was shared. So sure, the price was good, but it was too cheap, too small rather. Then we found another space. This other space was also here in the area, and it was 20 square meters for also quite cheap, around 500 euros a month. Okay, we're getting there, interesting, at school. But then my wife, she was passing by a street nearby, and she saw a big for rent sign. She told me, hey, call this guy, maybe there's something. So I called, and he said, okay, cool, this is a 75 square meter store with two floors. The first one is kind of the ground floor, the other one is kind of a basement with some windows. You can come and check, and it's 700 euros. Like, okay, 75 square meters. That's amazing. We can have everything we want. We can have our office space. We can have a gym. We can like kind of furniture and bring some machines and some weights. And we can even have our own podcasting recording space, a meeting room, a recording space. And we have space to even have like small events, meetups. Like, it's awesome. It's a space. Sure, it's a bit old. It's not the most, let's say, modern one. Obviously, it's a downgrade compared to the co-working space in that regard. But the space itself, it's huge. And for 600 euros, it's basically the same price that we are collectively paying to this co-working space. So we went there and we talked to the guy. The guy seemed okay. Seemed normal. He was just renting this for a price that was a bit below, I think, what the market is. So he was renting for 700 euros. So João, my wife, we said, okay, sure, let's maybe consider this. And we thought about it for like one day or 2 days. And funny enough, what is cool is that my co-founder, João, right, at first he didn't really like the idea of having a working space, an office. He just rather worked from home. But now, since we have been in this co-working space for almost a year now, and he just like started liking it, I think. It just got part of his routine. And now the fact that we first went to a co-working space opened the possibility of having the office, and he's actually excited about it. So that's quite cool. So he was now excited, he was on board. Carolina was also on board, so he said, okay, sure, let's take it. So we took it, and you can already see, if you're following me on LinkedIn or Twitter, you can already see some of the pictures with mock-ups, with furnitures. The office space is the real one, the furniture is created with AI, but it's so that we can have an idea of what this will be. And it's quite exciting. We still didn't sign the contract, so hopefully I'm not spoiling it. It will be done soon. We were even able to cut 50 euros out of the rent. So instead of 700, we started with 650, which we believe to be a quite interesting price. Now, of course, there are some disadvantages to this, being the first that we always have to pay. So in the co-working space, if let's say for the summer there was 1 month, where we didn't want to go, or we also went traveling for a month last year, or still this year rather, in the beginning of the year, and we just stopped paying for that month, so we can save some costs there. Sure, that's nice, but it's our own space, and somehow, as an indie maker, having no limits, having our own space, no rules, I think there's something beautiful about this. The fact that we are our own bosses, we are our own office, and we can also bring friends, right? So the goal is, we have a space which is the pinnacle of productivity, where we have desks, good conditions, good coffee, good places to work, 24/7. It's also very close to our place. And then at the same time, we have a gym as well, where you can do exercise, and we have a place for meetups and so on. So it's really cool, and we can have friends over. So one of our friends that sometimes would also visit us in the co-working space, he's now coming to this place. And he can even contribute with some money just to help us pay the bills. And we can have other indie makers sometimes with us working together. We can create a little community, do some workshops, AI workshops, somehow give back to the community here in where we live. So that's quite exciting. Of course, that maybe you are having a lot of dreams and hopes, and it might be a disaster. You might not like a few things, and I'll be, of course, happy to share that with you. But so far, I am very excited about this. And I'm just waiting until we sign the deal, because until the deal is signed and the contract is signed, something can go wrong, I don't know. But I'm also somehow, and this is a bit petty for sure, but I don't know, part of me wants to see how the guys from the co-working space will react once we tell them that we just left. And the cool thing, and I think this is something that I really enjoy about capitalism, is the options that gives us, right? So, I don't know, here in Portugal, and sure, everyone everywhere will feel the same. When you are working with a government, and let's say there's a problem, there's corruption, right? This is the extreme example, but there's corruption. And then you don't want to have corruption in your country. But there's no other option. It's not like you can, okay, instead of having this government, I'll pick another one. Sure, in the elections, after 4 years, you can do that. But maybe even you can pick others. But if the majority doesn't pick the same or doesn't see the same way as you do, you have no power, right? Sure, you can pick another country, that's true. But maybe that's a big ask. And some people might not be able to move. The beautiful thing about, you know, capitalism is that you have options. So I was in this co-working space and I asked them, hey, can you solve this problem? They didn't solve this problem. We asked them multiple times. They didn't solve the issue. And instead of being upset, instead of being frustrated, instead of starting to, I don't know, myself also talking a lot. At some point I was doing this. I was also having my meetings in my desk. I was making a lot of noise. No, I just find another alternative and it's the best. Now, the great thing is that this community manager is not, obviously, the boss, right? And we do know the CEO. And I don't know, it seemed that she didn't know anything about this because we talked directly with the manager. But on Friday, the same day when we visited this office for the first time, she came to us and she was like, hey, Tiago, João, how are you? She was talking with us. She was praising us, asking about our company. And then she asked, hey, and are you enjoying here the co-working space? Everything is fine. And I told her the whole situation. I mean, it's fine, but I didn't tell her that we were moving because back then we didn't decide it yet. But I told her that we had some issues. She said, okay, no, but let's see. We can find maybe a solution. I don't know. Since then, we haven't returned to the co-working space. So maybe they even like kicked out the guy. I don't think so, but but tomorrow we'll basically go there and tell them that it's going to be our last day and we're not going to pay anymore and we're leaving. And sure, for them it doesn't matter, to be honest. And this is funny because sometimes we feel that now I'm going to punish them because they didn't do the things as I wanted. First of all, that's very petty, that's very selfish way of seeing things. I hope them that they succeed also, maybe because I might return. I like the conditions, I like everything, so I might just return. So it's good to give it and leave it in a good good terms. But and they will find another, like three desks for them, just for you to understand. They have bigger offices that people are paying 5k, 6k per month. And some of these offices, which is crazy, they're empty. They're just like, I don't know, companies. They have everything, furniture, everything ready. But because everyone works remotely, no one goes to this office. So that's a bit sad. By the way, we also asked them because they still had one or two smaller offices available. And just for you to understand, one office that would be maybe 20 square meters, a bit less maybe. The asking price was 2,000 euros per month. 2,000. So compare this with the 700,000 we are paying for 70 square meters, so more than three times bigger. Crazy. So yeah, of course we will have to pay our own electricity bill, our own internet, cleaning. So there's a few things that we still need to do, but yeah, I think it will still be worth it, and I will be sharing everything with you. But let's see. I'm also somehow curious to see what they will do once we tell them that we are leaving. Again, they will easily find three people to replace us. But the funny thing is that we made some friends there in the co-work that were working with us, and everyone was upset with this guy. Everyone I talked to, they said, like, ah, this guy speaks super loud. So we could even like poach these people to come to our own office, which is kind of funny. But yeah. That's the story, and if you want to get more updates, feel free to follow me on Twitter at WBTiago or on LinkedIn. Both links will be in the show notes here below. And this was another episode of the Indie Founder Podcast. Next Monday we'll have another one. Until then, keep shipping.